YC has always traditionally been in the Silicon Valley. No matter where the company is founded, you were required to fly in for 3 months.
Right.
For that close-knit experience with the YC partners and the other batchmates. But due to like COVID restrictions, YC just had to innovate and did a really good job because we got really close to our partners and also our batchmates as well. And it was all completely done online. And I was in India for the first half.
This is another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. My guest today is Rahul Sengotavela. I probably totally butchered your name on that one, but
fine, it works. All right. We can do it again.
I'm not even going to attempt it. So we were introduced by Rahul Vora from Superhuman. And this Rahul is the founder of Cohere. And first of all, thank you for joining me today.
Of course, thanks for having me.
So we were talking a little bit before. So I guess the first thing is, you know, the other Rahul, because you had interned for Superhuman with him at Superhuman. Is that right?
That's right. Back when I was a sophomore 2 years ago, and when Superhuman was really small, about 15 people, I got to work, chance to work with them and help them build a product. It's a great experience.
That's amazing.
Learned a lot about how an early company operates, and it's been great watching them grow over the years.
Now, you've parlayed that experience, haven't you, in founding Cohere? And so I guess for everybody out there, what is Cohere?
Right. Cohere is the easiest way to onboard and support your users. So if you use Cohere, your company, you can log into the Cohere dashboard and see every single user on your website live and see what they're seeing in real time. And if you want to jump in and help out one of your users, just like how you would if you're just in a room with them, you can jump in with shared cursors, scrolling and typing, like Figma, and take control of their screen, walk them through different workflows, help them set up their your product with them.
So it sounds like just you are mainly focused then on companies that have a digital product or a SaaS platform of some sort.
That's right.
And the idea is, you know, the problem that they have is what?
So especially now, considering a lot of companies are remote, software is getting more and more complex. There are more and more features, and onboarding has become more and more important when customers start, because to prevent churn, you want your customers to be able to get the complete value out of your product as soon as possible. And so companies like Superhuman have resorted to extensive onboarding processes when you start using the product. So these onboardings cover things like every key workflow that your product provides, the value, helping them set up data and entry, so that when you get started, the product is as good as it can be over the trial or over the course of your usage. And especially for people who are new to technology, this may not be possible, and this is harder because they do not know how to use Zoom, or they're not the best with like other forms of like video communication. What Cohere does, it lets you do the same level of onboarding support just over phone, because it skips this screen share step. So instead of having people send a Zoom link or getting them to install Zoom and fumbling with permissions, all you need to do is open Cohere and you can see what they're doing and walk them through. The other major thing that help people find out of Cohere is that they can skip verbally describing their product to users. So instead of telling your users, hey, like, do you see that button on the top left of the screen? Hey, can you click that? And like, you wait for a few seconds until they figure out where the button is and click it. And then you're like, okay, now let's type this value into this box. Instead of doing that, people who use Cohere are instead able to do it themselves and show their users, just not tell them. And this saves a lot of time, lets them hit all the checkpoints in their onboarding, and gets them through all the workflows that they want to cover.
So it sounds like you recently, and I don't know if people are aware what Y Combinator is, but you were mentioning that you recently graduated from Y Combinator, right?
That's right. So we were part of the YC S20 batch. So we're just at our demo day. It's been a couple of months. It's been a great experience. We're also part of the first remote YC batch.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
So YC has always traditionally been in the Silicon Valley. No matter where the company is founded, you were required to fly in for 3 months.
Right.
For that close-knit experience with the YC partners and the other batchmates. But due to like COVID restrictions, YC just had to innovate and did a really good job because we got really close to our partners and also our batchmates as well. And it was all completely done online. And I was in India for the first half.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was in yeah.
Is that where you're originally from?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, cool.
Born in
there's a lot of exciting startup stuff coming from Indian entrepreneurs.
Yeah, there's been a couple of unicorns coming out of India lately.
Oh, really?
Which ones? I think RazorPay is one. I think it's the other one. I can't remember the top of my head. It's the one in the ad tech space.
Well, it's hard to downplay the impact of Indian entrepreneurs. I mean, there's, you know, on so many companies. I mean, you just, even Microsoft and Google, like we're seeing really, you know, huge contributions by Indian entrepreneurs and then even executives now. So it's really exciting to see.
Yep.
And actually for people that don't know, what is Y Combinator?
So Y Combinator is a startup accelerator. So what they do is help first-time founders or experienced founders get started with their product. So it's a three-month program and you work with people who have built startups before. They help you avoid the common pitfalls that first-time founders face or like founders face in general. And you do it with a cohort of other people. And so the YC is organized into batches and there's two every year. There's a summer and a winter batch. So we did the summer one and we did it with 200 other startups, around 200 other startups. And we get to talk to them, interact with them every week and try to grow and solve problems together. So not only do we have the YC partners who are incredibly experienced to help us with the problems we face as a company, but also have a close group of people that we can talk to and companies that face similar problems. Because it turns out that for early startups, they face a lot of the same problems. And so the YC partners see that consistently. And this is also what happens, like the other, your YC backers are also seeing the same problem. So it's like a good group to rely on.
And some of the names that, in case people don't know, that have come out of this are like Stripe, Airbnb, DoorDash, Coinbase, Instacart, Dropbox. These are all like graduates of the same program. So it's right. It's kind of become like the gold standard of how to run an accelerator, right?
Yep. YC's been, I think YC changed the model of early stage investing. Because in 2005, I think when Paul Graham started it, early stage investing was very different. You need to know the right people even to get your foot in the door. And it was really hard to even raise money. That's the other thing about YC is that around the end of the program, YC also helps you raise further capital. YC gives you an initial piece of capital for you to start your business, but also helps you raise more capital as you continue to scale.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, and you're in a pretty, I guess, first of all, that puts you in a great alum where you got access to, you know, people that A, not only share experience, but might be customers.
Right. Most of our early customers are actually, I think all of them in the first few were from our batch. So our people who were building software were other folks. They needed to onboard, demo, and support their users as well. And they came to us and we were working on a slightly different project back then, but it became clear that moving in this direction would be best for us. And so we started building software for them, iterating on their feedback and seeing them use our product every week. And so that they became our core group of first users. And the other thing about YC is because of the alumni network, we can also reach out to companies who've done YC in the past as potential customers, since a lot of them are pretty big now and serve a lot of people.
Well, that, I mean, it's exciting. I always like to hear about companies that are in YC. And what was the big takeaway from that? Like, what was your favorite experience of, you know, part of the experience of being a part of YC?
I think it was really cool to see all the speakers. So part of the YC program is they bring in speakers from really large companies every week to talk to us about their early experiences with their company. So we got the founders of like Airbnb and Ginkgo Bioworks, which are really big companies, talk to us about their early days and how they founded Airbnb. So that was great. It was great to see, get them talk to us. And it was also off the record. So it was this like real firsthand experiences of how like Airbnb almost died early on and how they powered through all the lows.
That's incredible. What access to some pretty amazingly successful entrepreneurs.
Yeah. We also had Rahul Bora from Superhuman be a speaker.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, cool. I mean, they're doing very well, right? We were talking before, like, I don't know if people, they've raised, Superhuman is basically an inbox product, right? It helps people to get to zero emails in their inbox.
Yeah. Fastest email experience helps people who deal with a lot of email get to inbox zero and be more efficient and productive in their day. So if you deal with a lot of email, I used to work there. I love the product. I use it every day. You should hit me up for an invite.
Oh, there you go. You know, I think I have to set mine up actually. So I'll have to like follow up on that. I could really use it. Well, I want to be conscious of your time. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you think is important?
So the kinds of people that I could hear benefits from most was pretty interesting to find for us. Mm-hmm. So early on when we started Cohere, we knew the kinds of people that would want it, but it was still a pretty wide net. So especially in early on, when we were selling to our batchmates, we would basically sell to every one of our batchmates to see what kinds of problems they have and if they Cohere could help them solve it. Over time, it became more and more clear that the kinds of people that benefit most are people who are new to technology. And so we narrowed our focus from all SaaS companies to SaaS companies that serve people who are outside the technology market. So companies that are like restaurant POS systems, or companies that build software for parking lot operators, or companies that help like small and medium businesses handle their messaging and the reviews online, or software for barbershops or yoga instructors, things like that. And
interesting.
These are companies that sell to non-technical workers. And we found that these are the companies that get the most value out of here.
Oh, that's actually pretty interesting. So I'll have to introduce you to a company that I advise called Smooth Commerce. And they've been blowing up since COVID because they're in the restaurant commerce space and they're enabling order ahead. But I'm sure it sounds like that actually might be a good fit. So maybe I'll make the introduction to Brian. I'm sure he'd be happy to talk to you.
I'd love to talk.
Yeah. And actually he was a prior guest now that I think about it. So you could probably see his episode of Automate and Grow. So. Awesome. how do people get in touch with you?
So people can email me at rahul@cohere.so. I think we could probably put my email in the description.
Yep. Yeah. All right. I'm going to wrap with a few questions. The first is, if you could only recommend one book to people, what would it be?
I think Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. I read it a few times, starting, I think, when it came out and like when I was in like ninth grade. But I've read it a series of times, and it's helped me a lot in terms of thinking about how hard companies are.
Yeah, that makes total sense. That's a great
book. I didn't really understand it until I started Cohere, but even before that, it talks about the ups and downs in the early formative years of Steve Jobs.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing book. I have to check that out. I've looked at it. I've never read it. So that's a great recommendation.
Pretty big book, yeah.
So in your startup journey is fairly early, but are there any tools other than Cohere that have been helpful in that you could recommend to people? Or, you know, what's the best advice that you could give people as far as maybe something they can do in their startup journey?
So I really like YC's like classic advice is do things that don't scale. And that's Paul Graham's wrote an essay about it. Paul Graham is the founder of YC, wrote an essay about it a while ago. And what it basically says is the advantage a small company has over a big company is that a big company cannot go out good to every single one of their users and like solve their problems, ask them if things are working, and go out of their way to help them. Whereas small companies can, and that's the advantage that they have. So every new customer you get, for us, at least at Cohere, we try to get on calls with them and understand their pain points. Even if Cohere doesn't try to serve them directly, we try to see if we can build them something that will. Similarly, we got our way to delight them. If something breaks, we're trying to fix it as soon as possible. If they ask for a feature, if it is on our roadmap, we try to bring it forward. When was the last time you asked like Google or Facebook for a feature and they built it for you? It never happens, right? And so when you do it as a small company, it makes a large difference for your customer because they see the change that they've asked for, and it keeps them coming back and it helps with retention.
That is really interesting. I love that advice. If you listen to Jim Rohn before, he says that you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. So who do you, Rahul, spend the most time with?
So with COVID, it's been mostly my roommates. It's my three other roommates who I've been locked in for the past few months. Two of them, which are my co-founders.
Oh, good.
We've been lucky enough to be friends over college. So we've spent a lot of time together, known each other before we started at Cohere. So we do spend time off when we aren't working. We like to go on bike rides and things like that and stay as a group so that we don't get infected mostly, but also because I enjoy spending time with these people.
I mean, that's a win-win, right?
Yep.
Okay, so the final question I'm gonna usually ask is, how are you, whose name I'm totally butchering again, Rahul, changing the world?
So let me think about that. So technology has a lot of power to cure inequalities and improve human lives. Currently, technology is not accessible to everyone, especially those who are new to technology. And technology is pretty young as compared to the timescale of human life. And through Cohere, we're doing a small but meaningful impact towards bringing that to everyone and reducing the barriers for people to learn, adopt, and help let technology help them, and let other people use their technology to help them as well.
That's a great mission, because I think you're right. When I think about it, it's as much technology as we have, most people are intimidated by it.
Right. And it's very easy to fall into the bubble of technology. And everyone you know is very familiar with it, you're cut off from the problems of a lot of people who aren't familiar and comfortable with using technology.
Well, that's a wonderful mission. I commend you for that. The final thing is, when we have interesting people on the podcast, we like you to nominate other interesting people. We typically talk to experts or entrepreneurs. So who would you like to nominate as a future guest and that you can introduce us to of Automate and Grow?
I have a bunch of friends in YC who just got out of YC and are building interesting companies.
Cool.
I will pick one of them and let you know.
I'm totally down for that. So that's great. You can introduce me to more than one and we're happy to talk to them.
Cool.
Well, I want to thank you for spending time with me today and sharing us the journey that you're on, and we'll have to follow that, and hopefully we'll find some other people that will need Cohere.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It was great chatting. Thanks.
No problem. This has been another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. We will see you on a future episode, hopefully with more YC grads of Automate and Grow.